First of all, Darren, great job with the Coaches Association, everything that went on from the banquet on Sunday. Of course, great all-star games. He had some nice weather for the softball game that night. It was on that Monday. Great volleyball game, some basketball games, the clinic. I think got to be pleased with all what happened that last couple of days, didn't you?
Well, we were very fortunate weather-wise that for sure that Monday, last Monday, and dodged a bullet there. And I think it was a great week, and we continue to evaluate and see where we're going with things. But I think we had a great attendance at games, and I hope your wife had a great experience as coach.
She sure did, Darren. It was a lot of fun, and get a chance to work with some girls she never met before, and she never watched play before. And Coach Morris, of course, Broken Bow, and we knew Coach Wins, of course, her days out here in Arapahoe, and now doing some great things at Pius. So all the way around, everybody gets a chance to meet some new people and have a lot of fun talking and playing volleyball for a couple of days.
Absolutely, and I think kids have a great experience once they get here. I think they're not sure about, you know, sometimes meeting kids in different areas of the state, and I think it's a great experience for them, whatever the backgrounds, whether it's from Class A to Class D. Kids begin to form relationships, and hopefully those will stick for a long time.
And that banquet, wow. I haven't been to a banquet in a long, long time, and just to see all the legends in coaching that have been around for so many years, and some in the 40-year awards, and just to see all those folks recognized as they well should have been recognized, that was a fun night.
Yeah, that's a special night for us to be able to honor and recognize coaches. And we look forward to that every year, and we were near record attendance. So we're pleased to be able to serve coaches in that capacity.
Darren, you're hitting the road. You could have come out to Southwest Nebraska. Visit, I know, Coach Les Roenkamp, our athletic director, Les Roenkamp. I always call him Coach because he always will be Coach to me. But athletic director at Southwest, I think he's part of the Coaches Association. You're going to come out and visit his school and inviting Southwest parents and alum and kids. You're going to come out and have a speaking engagement, aren't you?
Well, yeah, we actually hit the road. It's day two of a 4-week long trek across and crisscrossing the state. So we'll hit Hastings High School Thursday night, and looking forward to coming out to Southwest. Actually, we'll be back out in your neighborhood on the 19th again. We'll be visiting Medicine Valley, and then we'll also the same night hit Maywood with their co-op with Hayes Center. So excited to be able to present this. It's a partnership with the Nebraska Coaches Association and Proactive Coaching with their founder, Bruce Brown, who is a legendary coach, but also then began to really dig into what student athletes really want from that relationship with their parents in their experience.
Sure, you got a lot of parents who are first timers with this, especially in the junior high ranks or maybe in the high school ranks as well. It's a first time for a lot of those parents, and some folks are wondering, how do you do it? And you kind of help them with this, don't you?
Well, we certainly aren't going to come in, and we're not coming in guns and blazes to tell them everything they're doing wrong. What this is, you know, Southwest as a school district, along with Coach Roenkamp and their leadership with Drew Billiter, the superintendent, have recognized both. Drew was a longtime member and then became a board of director before he became superintendent. And so what this really is an opportunity for Southwest to give back to their community. It's an opportunity to examine some things that we could really title this presentation, to be honest with you, Rich, is what young people would really like to tell their parents but never will. The landscape of education-based athletics down through club and youth things has changed over the years, and part of this presentation is saying that education-based athletics through the schools is different, it's special, we need to value it. But most importantly out of all of this is what do our young people really want out of the experience? And quite frankly, I will throw myself under the bus as it's information that I wish I would have had and used when I was the parent and didn't. And I will share some of those experiences along with the research and to go in there. I mean, we really believe this. We wouldn't hit the road for 4 weeks straight if we didn't really believe this was valuable.
I was going to say, for the 4 weeks, how many schools are you going to be able to hit in that time span?
We will make 35 presentations.
That's amazing. And still, that leaves, do you try to cover each and every year? I mean, you can't get to everybody in 1 year. Just try to get a couple 1 year and then come back and get a bunch more the next?
That's kind of, we opened this program last year, and it was kind of like, how are we going to do this? And for our fall presentations, we've tripled. And this is about as much as we can do for the fall. You can't get everywhere with over 300 schools in the state, but it needs to be a buy-in by the community and the school of valuing this. And, we try to let schools know, hey, we're going to be in your area. For example, when we're back out, the 19th at, we're going to hit Maywood, Hayes Center, and Medicine Valley. They're not too far apart, obviously, in one night. But we'll also hit Hershey, and then we'll go north to North Platte, and we'll go up to Thedford, Sand Hills, Thedford, and Mullen in the same night. And so, it's a lot. We don't do any on Saturday, but we have, every day covered until the 28th that we'll do that. And then we'll hit it again in the winter, in which we'll do preseason. A lot of schools like to do it also in the winter because it's then becomes proximity of we as parents and adults, we're back inside, instead of some of the sports being outside, and proximity sometimes can get us in trouble as adults.
Well, I know the evening starts for those Southwest patrons at about 5:45. They got some food going to be served up. The presentation, Darren, about 6:30, and then afterwards, they have their parents meeting for fall sports and everything. So it's a full night, but I'm looking forward to hearing the presentation. And it's just kind of the kickoff for you for the next month or so, isn't it?
It really is, and we're really proud to be able to do this. So we'll break it into three different parts. Kind of something I sure wish I would have done with my daughters, of really sitting down and listening to your son or daughter about where they think their role is on the team coming up this year, what are their goals, what are their expectations, what do they want to accomplish. The second part of the presentation really gets into during the game or the event or the meets, where we as parents, what do our sons and daughters, because the research will say they want mom and dad there, and that's important to them. But there's a big if in there. That's if they are following some of the key things that their own coach is asking, and that's poison confidence out of them and in supporting them. And then the last piece is where I really, really throw myself on the sword is I failed my two daughters miserably, Rich, and that was after the game. I wanted to give them an evaluation. I wanted to give feedback. And that's not what my daughters needed at that time. And so we'll talk about those three phases. We think it's a powerful presentation, and we hope that the Southwest community and if there are other schools in the area that in the future want us out there, we will do everything in our power to make it work.
Darren, great stuff. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I know you'll have a great turnout of parents and grandparents and folks associated with those kids. I know you'll have a good turnout there at Bartley on Friday night.
Well, we sure appreciate the opportunity. Great visiting with you, Rich.